From WBEZ Chicago, one of our absolute no contest, hands down favorite things. Today on WBEZ presents High School Swim Class. From the moment it was invented, an epic game of cat and mouse ensued, with students trying to avoid swimming and gym teachers trying to keep them in the pool. WBEZ reporter Linda Lutton went to the front lines of that ongoing war and sent us this dispatch back in December 2015. It's still a favorite among our staff. Enjoy.
This story starts with a memo I stumbled across that went home with ninth graders at a Chicago area high school. It outlines what kids need for the swim unit in gym class. Recall high school swim class for a moment. You're 14. Your body is completely unpredictable. And now you're going to put on a swimsuit, take a cold shower, and line up on the pool deck with the whole class. Yeah. The memo goes over the basics. Bring a suit, a towel, and then at the very bottom, in a long section about being medically excused from swimming, it says this in bold: only notes from a medical doctor other than Dr. Fong will be accepted.
For some reason, one year, I had students come in, all with notes from Dr. Fong.
All right, this is the gym teacher who wrote that memo. I'm going to call him Rodney. That's not his real name, but hey, the guy's still got to work in this town. Rodney is extremely earnest about swimming instruction, and he comes armed with facts.
I mean, most of our earth is water, so that's not even including swimming pools.
He's heard every excuse kids can think of for not swimming. Their suit doesn't fit, their skin is dry, and of course...
I know you don't get your period every Monday or every Friday.
Rodney sees all this like any good gym teacher would, as winner takes all. He makes swimming worth triple the points of other units, which means you don't swim, you don't pass gym. And that is the context for the appearance of Dr. Fong.
Yeah, so this was like the first day of swim class. One kid comes in with a note from Dr. Fong. Then next period, another kid. And I've got five periods in the day. Next day, I'm getting like two kids from each class with a note from Dr. Fong. And they all were word for word verbatim that this student was allergic to chlorine and could not participate in swim class.
It was pretty clear the students were escalating things big time.
And then I started asking other teachers. Everyone had notes from Dr. Fong, and everyone had multiple notes from Dr. Fong. So I didn't know if these kids had gotten a hold of one of his notepads, but it looked like doctor's writing, and it was all the same. Maybe a kid's selling them, I was thinking.
This could tip the entire balance of power. I had to find Fong. I wanted to talk to the kids who'd brought those notes, but they had graduated by the time I was on the case. How far flung was Fong? I decided to visit another high school, miles away, to find out.
Aaron, get in.
Wait, so you've had an excuse from Dr. Fong?
Hey, Dr. Fong, yeah. I want to say as recently as last year or the year before, anyway, because I had a lot of students that had Dr. Fong.
Did that strike you as fishy?
Somewhat.
Wow, this is bigger than I thought. Multiple schools. Near the pool, several students were struggling to put on swim caps.
Are you guys freshmen?
Yeah.
First day of swimming?
Yeah.
Did anybody try to get out of swimming?
I'm in the motion trying to get a doctor's note, so I won't have to do it. Yeah, I'm going to have a broken leg in 2 days.
Do you think you can find a doctor who could do that for you?
Yes, I'm going to the doctor soon. I already have an injury from track, so I'm going to hope it's broken or sprained or something like that.
I had to find Fong before he struck again. There are fewer Fongs in the phone book than you might think, especially with an MD after the name. There was exactly one Dr. Fong nearby, but the specialty did not seem right. Anesthesiology at the University of Chicago. Professor Robert Fong never even had swim class in high school. No motive for the crime.
I have no idea. I've never provided a note for anybody's swim class or anything, so yeah, definitely not me.
Wrong Fong. Now, Rodney had told me he'd once talked to Fong. He didn't have his phone number anymore, and he'd thrown out the notes. My only clue, Rodney remembered Fong was in an Asian neighborhood. I headed to Chinatown and went into every ginseng shop and Chinese pharmacy I could find. Hours of searching, but the trail was cold. And that's when I saw a phone number that stretched across the entire second floor of a building. Acupuncture and herb, the sign said. I dialed. I asked if there was a Dr. Fong there, and amazingly, there was.
Hi there, how are you? Are you Dr. Fong?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm so glad to meet you. Hi.
Nice to meet you.
This Dr. Fong is older, soft-spoken. He's there with his wife, who's also a doctor. I show him the memo.
You see your name? Other than Dr. Fong?
Yeah. This is Chinese medicine I do.
You do Chinese medicine?
Yeah, and acupuncture.
Traditional Chinese medicine. Yin and yang.
Yeah. Do you ever get a high school student trying to get out of gym class?
No. We are not doing that part.
No?
No.
I ask a lot of questions about chlorine, about whether the Fongs have a notepad. And then Dr. Fong hands me a business card.
I have F-E-N-G, this F-O-N-G, this is different.
You're Dr. Fang, you're not Dr. Fong. Oh, no.
Sorry about it.
Dr. Fang, do you know a Dr. Fong?
So close. A registry of Illinois doctors does show a few other Fongs, a dentist in the suburbs, a family doctor in Urbana. I found a tiki bar in the western suburbs that makes a drink called Dr. Fong. They sell t-shirts, too. I got one for Rodney. Back to Rodney. Here is how he put an end to the notes from Dr. Fong and caught the kids. One day, a boy came out of the locker room.
He got into the pool knee-deep, came back out, and then handed me a note from Dr. Fong that he was allergic to chlorine.
Rodney told the kid if he didn't have a rash on that leg by the end of class, he was going to be swimming, and so was everyone else. No rash.
I got the kids in the pool. They weren't allergic to chlorine. I made every one of those kids swim. The victorious part wasn't so much calling out Dr. Fong as much as telling those kids, your notes were bogus. You have to get in the pool. You have to swim. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was the fun part.
And that is how Dr. Fong made it onto Rodney's swim memo. Once the memo was out, Fong vanished. During my search, I started wondering if Dr. Fong is even real. I think he probably is. I'm not even sure he's gone. Maybe he's in hiding. Maybe he's changed names. Maybe he's already at his next high school, helping kids there get out of swim class. Linda Lutton, WBEZ.
All right, you're going to hold your breath. 10 seconds.
This one actually does not give a reason. Just says, cannot swim. If you have any questions, to call Dr. Patel. You get a lot of Dr. Patels, too.
Maybe I got a whole other story with the Dr. Patel.
On top of the water, Zach!
WBEZ Presents is a production of WBEZ Chicago. Our staff will keep picking stuff that we think you'll love. Just subscribe to WBEZ Presents wherever you get your podcasts. And tell us what you'd like to hear. Email us at podcasts@wbez.org.